The Carnegie Arts Center has pivoted its 2021 season, moving previously scheduled musicals to next season. But audiences can still experience live performances in a variety of formats. The Carnegie Theater's director, Maggie Perino, is virtually here with me. Welcome, Maggie.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me. It's exciting to be here.
You and your team are making it possible for live performances with what you're calling tiny performances. Tell us more about that.
Live experiences is what really speaks to me in terms of kind of what theater is about. And so I wasn't ready to sort of move to virtual and online formats. There's a lot of that out there. I think it's wonderful. I think it's great for the industry. I'm really glad for the people who can do it that way. But the Carnegie, it has been a public building, a public assembly space since its beginning. So we can't really leave the idea of the public and sharing the building behind. It's uniquely part of our mission. So finding a way forward for live performance was really important. And the Tiny Concert Series is something that fits really well within this. It is solo performances. I have a couple of families booked, and we're only playing to 50 people in our 447-seat theater. So there's a lot of space between people. It'll be very small. They'll only be an hour long. We want to be really thoughtful about the precautions while still taking what opportunities there are to put money into local artists' pockets and also to share live performance with the public.
So what will you be presenting by way of these tiny performances?
So it's really a mix. We don't have the lineup fully finished yet. I do have a lot of great artists in it. I'm really excited to announce it as we get all the contracting finished. But it's people you've seen across the city at a variety of theaters who have a Cincinnati following. And I basically approached them and said, listen, you know, we're in this unique position. Do you want to put together a cabaret, a concert, a one-man show? So many of them were really excited about the idea of just creating their own art. So these will be kind of original pieces. Some of them will be people sort of just sharing their story and singing the songs that were important to their career as they move forward. Some of them are original one-person shows. Some of them are more in a sort of musical theater cabaret style where they're kind of singing the hits of all their dream parts they've always wanted to do. So it'll be a unique variety of offerings.
And how does this affect the technical aspects of the show? You mentioned these sound like they will be basically one-person shows, but you also have lighting, you also have sound. How are you handling that?
That's a little bit of a challenge. It's something actually we've had to work out way in advance and kind of just really think about the beginnings of theater. Think about the amphitheater. Think about huge public spaces where there weren't a lot of high-tech things, and there won't be in this, honestly. It'll be one or two lighting looks. I'll be in the booth running the lighting myself. And then it'll be handheld microphones. On occasion, perhaps, we can still use the wireless for those mics too. But right, it'll be, you know, a little bit of a skeleton crew in the back. We kind of have a bunch of these things pre-programmed so that we can kind of just come in, clip the microphone with very little rehearsal, kind of decide one or two lighting transitions, and off we go. The artists will really be bringing the full show with them ready to go. They'll get a rehearsal earlier the day of their performance and then the performance. And that's something that we're really finding during this pandemic time is thinking about how we can put the performance really forward and the artists forward. But we obviously have to let a lot of the wonderful trappings go. I love scenic design. I love lighting. And I can't wait for the day that a professional will come back and do it in my space. But until then, until I can, you know, kind of keep the train on the track so that there is a next season, you know, in this kind of dire art scene right now, I'll be back there mashing at buttons as best I can so I can get those pros back in.
And you are offering a live stream option, I read in the press release.
We are. And that is something that we've been talking a lot about recently. Accessibility has moved to a new level now. There will be large swaths of the population unable to join any number of things. And so what are we providing as an online outlet so that the public doesn't end at our actual door right now? And finding a way to share our programming to a larger group of people who may not be able to join us in the flesh right now. And that's something we're trying to be really thoughtful about. So yeah, we're working on the live streaming options. We're working with our ASCAP BMI folks and all that stuff to get that done.
Also included are a series of movie musicals, and these are free.
Yeah. Again, this is about our commitment to the building being for the people. We talked about what were safe ways to still let people enjoy the campus. And so you look at our gallery programming, instead of open gallery hours, you have to book a time slot and a tour to come in a very small group. So that was something we thought about with the theater as well. Obviously, there's a danger to performers in terms of putting shows together right now. And that's really what pushed us to cancel our big shows. There just wasn't a way to rehearse them safely, we felt. And so, you know, movies gives us an opportunity to welcome people into our beautiful historic space, to share that building as it was always intended, but not need to take on the overhead and the safety precautions of a live performance while still sharing the idea, at least, of musical theater with the public. So we'll be doing a series of free movies that are really just about letting people come in, be in our beautiful space, share in the love of what the Carnegie is in this time when we can't necessarily rehearse these shows ourselves.
And finally, there's a mini series of performances in cooperation with Northern Kentucky University School of the Arts. And that series includes a play by Ensemble Theater Director D. Lynn Myers. This is quite
sure.
A coup.
So the mini season is put on by the Carnegie. The first show is a collaboration with NKU and Lynn Myers. So this is something we've been working on for actually a number of years thus far, honestly. NKU has always wanted to do a big collaboration, new commissioned piece in conjunction with their Yes Festival. And the Yes Festival, interestingly, it's the oldest collegiate new play festival in the country. It's been going on for some 40 years. They do it every other year, and it's the 20th year of the festival. So 40 years it's been in existence come April of 2021. So we've been working with them on the idea of this collaboration for a long time. And about maybe a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, Lynn signed on to be the playwright, which was so exciting. So that first show in the Carnegie's, you know, mini season that we're doing in the spring, that will be that collaboration piece. So Lynn will actually write the script and workshop it with the kids at NKU all fall semester. And then that script will come to us in January of 2021. And then we'll work on producing it. It'll actually be a bigger party than we ever thought. We always thought it would be really fun to kick off the Yes Festival with this big collaboration. But now really what we're kicking off is sort of a return to Carnegie programming, our theater series. So it's even more important than it was before. And we couldn't be more pleased to do it with a grand collaboration piece, since that's really who the Carnegie is. But yes, that mini season will start with that show, and then we'll bring a canceled event we were supposed to do last year, which is a new musical by Mark Friedman and Janet Yates Vogt. And that piece is Remus, the new musical. It's about George Remus, the famous bootlegger who actually lived in Covington as well as the west side of Cincinnati. And then we'll end our mini season over the holiday weekend in May of 2021 with a new show called I've Got Rhythm that's really just about the joy of tap dancing and a lot of kind of up fun song and dance tunes. So I think that'll be a really lovely, exciting piece to end the mini season on and get ready to go back to the regular theater series, we hope, in the 2021-22 season.
Well, thank you so much. Maggie Perino is the theater director for the Carnegie Center for the Arts. You can find out more about their upcoming season by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Arenstein.
You know I'll never ask for anything more. Got my man who could